Jill, look at this stuff.
Excuse me, I'm working here.
Looks like you need a break. Look at this. It's going through. I found some stuff I made in my old shop class. Huh? First year assignment, a toolbox.
Well, it's good for carrying around lopsided tools.
That's real funny, honey. I got this stuff out because I talked to my old shop teacher today.
Oh, Mr.
Leonard.
Leonard, right. The man who first recognized our natural need for more power.
That was Fire Chief O'Malley.
When was the last time you saw Mr. Leonard?
Gotta be 20 years ago. He's in town seeing his niece. He saw me on tool time.
Well, you know what? I would really like to meet him. Why don't you invite him over?
Did it. He's coming to dinner tomorrow night, and you'll make his favorite dinner, corned beef and cabbage.
Will I be wearing your toolness?
I'm hoping for something in a wood or a metal.
I'll go with that aluminum miracle bra.
You're gonna love this guy. Just watching him spot weld would bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah, spot welding does bring up so many emotions.
This is the guy who encouraged me to make this.
What is that?
It's a toilet paper dispenser.
I would like to see the toilet that goes with.
This isn't an indoor dispenser like the other kids make. This is for TP and the great outdoors. Watch.
No.
Claire! How do I look?
Oh, you're so cute. Trying to impress your teacher.
Well, actually, I'm just trying to make up for the last impression I made on him. About a 3-inch gash in his forehead.
Mom, promise me you'll never invite one of my teachers to dinner.
Hey, Dad, do you think if you misbehave, Mr. Leonard's going to give you a detention?
Yes, Pudge, that's what he's going to do.
You know, it wouldn't hurt you guys when he gets here to show me a little respect.
Always try and show you as little respect as possible. Sir.
Well, you better show my shop teacher some respect. This guy's a tough guy. His handshake could crush a 2-ton gorilla.
I wonder what he's been up to since he retired.
Hope he's not working at the zoo.
Mr. Leonard!
Hey,
Heavy
Taylor!
Oh, no handshakes. I'm still getting over that 1971 crush you gave me.
Ah, don't worry about it.
How are you doing? You look great. Give your coat. Boys, come on, line up. These are my boys. They know their way around a workbench. Youngest, Mark.
Hey, Mark!
Brandy.
Mo
and Brad.
Brad, nice to see you.
Mr. Leonard.
My lovely wife, Jill. Works a good lathe, but not much of a welder.
But I'm great with a fire extinguisher.
And you're not bad with a put-down, either. Nice to meet you, Jill.
It is so nice to meet you. Tim has been talking about you for so long.
Oh.
You know, I think he even mentioned you on our honeymoon.
Did you know?
Mm. What I said was if Mr. Leonard had built the bed, it wouldn't have collapsed.
Mr. Leonard.
Yeah.
Dad says you're the greatest shop teacher of all time.
You can stop kissing up. I passed you.
All right. Anything to drink?
Anything cold.
Would you like to come and sit down, Mr. Leonard?
Well, only if you call me Art.
Here you go, Art.
You can still call me Mr. Leonard.
It is so great to see a mentor and a student reunited again. I used to have an English teacher that affected me very much the way that you did, Tim. Mrs. Holloway. She introduced me to Shakespeare, Gosh, I love Macbeth. I used to walk around going, out, damn spot, out, I say.
Well, enough of your laundry stories. How'd you like Tool Time?
Oh, I loved it, Timmy. I loved it. You'll never know how shocked I was when I turned on the tube and there was your ugly kisser.
You were surprised I had my own TV show, right?
No, I'm surprised you're still alive. I'm telling you, boys, he gave us a lot of scares.
You too?
You retired. How's that going?
It stinks, and I hate it. The only good thing about it is a set of golf clubs they gave me.
I never pictured you as much of a golfer.
I'm not. I melted them down and made a lamp.
I melt down gifts all the time.
And not always on purpose.
Randy?
Sir?
I swear to you, it's the truth. I mean, your father is a genuine original. But I got another one for you. Even I can't explain this one. He is gluing a table together one time. Somehow, a piece of the table gets stuck to his head.
There's a mistake I didn't let happen again.
Dad, didn't you do that?
Yeah, have a cookie. We'll be a pal. There you go.
Boys, I think it's time for you to go finish your homework. Would you clear your plates, please?
Oh, come on, Mom. We want to hear more stories about Timmy.
Randy, I got a million. Believe me, after you finish your homework, I'll tell you more.
Oh, Brad, don't forget to practice your saxophone.
Mom. Yeah. Why do I have to practice so much?
Because she said so.
And then because practice makes perfect. You ever heard of Charlie Parker?
The guy who played Davy Crockett.
That was Fess Parker. Charlie Parker was one of the greatest saxophonists who ever lived.
Oh, yeah, my teacher played a record of his. He's really great.
That's right. And before he started practicing 16 hours a day, he used to sound like a foghorn. Ships used to dock at his front door. Now, get up there and toot your horn.
All right, got you, Mr. Leonard.
Mr. Leonard, it's great to see you. It really is.
Oh, Timmy, it's wonderful. It brings back such memories. You remember the end of your first semester, the thing with the acetylene torch?
Burn a little hole in the principal's office wall.
And, uh-huh. You remember what his reaction was? He was fuming.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. He wanted me to take you out of shop class permanently.
The principal wanted me out of shop class?
And the school board and the PTA. I think I even got a call from the mayor. And I told them all, thank you. Go stick it in your ear.
Why did you stick up for Tim like that?
Because I had never seen a kid with so much enthusiasm before. When I could get you to calm down and stop trying to set the principal on fire, you showed some real talent. And that's why I told him to shove it. Because I knew you were going to be great, and I was right.
That's a very moving story. In the way that you saw Tim's potential early on. You know, that makes me think that I really should go and just look up my old English teacher, Mrs. Holloway. I think I'll just go close his door.
Mr. Leonard, why'd you get out of teaching?
Oh, Timmy, I had no choice. I put 30 years in the system, they just put me out the pasture.
They let you go?
Yeah, they said I'd pass my prime.
That's crazy.
No kidding. I can weld circles around the kid that replaced me.
They can't replace a legend? This is... Wait a minute. I got a great idea. On Monday's show, I can do a salute to shop class. You could be my guest star.
Me?
Yeah. Remember first year we did that toolbox? You could show everybody how you can still make one of those quick as a wink.
Oh, Timmy, I don't know about quick as a wink with this arthritis.
Oh, you can do it. I'm sure you can do it. It will be great. You could show a whole new generation of men how to do stuff with their hands.
What was that?
You never heard the grunt. I figured that out in college.
You got into college?
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Now here he is, the star of the show, Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Woo!
Thank you, honey. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to Tool Time.
We have a very special guest today, Tim's old shop teacher.
That's right. The man that taught me everything I know about tools.
And despite that, we're still happy to have him here.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big Tool Time welcome for the original tool man himself, my old shop teacher, Mr. Art Leonard. Come on out here. Good to have you here, Art.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you, Timmy.
Mr. Leonard, it's nice to meet someone who knows the trials and tribulations of working with Tim.
Yeah. All right, let's finish.
You know, we could start our own 12-step program. Adult survivors of Tim Taylor.
I got a program. How about Albigon? Adults who fire out.
Boys, do we really have to review shop rules?
Sorry, Mr. Leonard.
All right, our first project up is a toolbox. It's a perfect project for young toolmen out there, and for us veterans, it's a warm look back at a kinder, gentler tool America.
It was very moving, Tim.
You guys ever stop yapping and get to the projects?
Sorry, Mr. Leonard. Just a minute. We have a little surprise for you. I've invited some of your old shop students down to do a cut with the master. Heidi, bring out Mr. Leonard's old shop students, please.
For Pete's sake, Frankie, my best student. Boy, you sure churned out a lot of ashtrays.
Thank you. That came in handy.
Right. Hey, you remember me, Mr. Leonard? Larry Lindover.
Larry! Great attitude, bad hands. What are you up to these days?
I'm a neurosurgeon.
And you are,
Benny Baroni.
The reason I almost quit teaching.
You remember. Hey. What happened to the old hair crusher?
I'm afraid I got a little arthritis, and then... Hey, don't you owe me a birdhouse?
I had a lot of extra homework. I'll have it for you Tuesday.
You know, Mr. Leonard, I actually won a prize with my birdhouse.
Good.
Here's $20. Make me a birdhouse by Tuesday.
All right, let's get right to our project. Okay. We've marked our designated areas off on our 24-gauge steel. Now it's time to make our cuts. Ready, guys?
Okay.
All right, I think I'm going to hand over my tin snips to a higher authority.
Thank you, Tim. All right, now, gentlemen, the important thing to remember is to cut the notches to their proper depth.
All right, Marv, would you bring the camera in here, and let's watch the master make his first cut. Now, it's thin metal, so the cut will be very easy. Well, actually, it's 24-gauge metal, so it won't be that easy. Let me help you with that?
No, I don't need any help, thank you. Damn it!
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't I make the cut, and you tell everybody how we're going to bend our notches?
I'll tell you what. Since I'm running this class, I'll do the cutting, okay?
Well, you don't have to do the cutting. You've got plenty of students that could do that, sir.
Who? Frankie the Lung or Dr. Butterfingers? No, thank you.
Oh. Here, let's make that first cut.
Hey! I was doing the cutting. Don't you ever take a tool away from me.
We'll be right back with a warm look at a kinder, gentle tool America after these words from Benford Tools.
Don't you ever tell me what I can do and what I can't do. I don't need some punk kid with a stupid TV show telling me that I can't cut metal.
I just didn't want you to be embarrassed.
A little late for that now, isn't it?
I wonder if I'm off the hook for the birdhouse.
It was great to talk to you. Thank you for calling me back. Goodbye.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the matter with you?
Well, I just called my favorite teacher, and all she wanted to talk about was her favorite student, Robin.
Problems with your favorite teacher? Happened to see Mr. Leonard on my show today?
What was the deal with him?
I broke the cardinal rule with men. I offered help to a man that didn't want any.
Well, it looked like he needed it.
It didn't matter. If I offered him help, it made him feel like less of a man.
And now, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that if you saw a guy trapped underneath a boulder and he didn't ask for your help, you wouldn't move the boulder? That is insane.
If I moved the boulder, the guy would feel like half a man.
If you didn't move the boulder, the guy would be half a man.
But that half would thank me.
And men say that women are illogical and irrational?
They are, but what does that have to do with this?
Forget it.
I tried to talk to him after tool time. He wouldn't even talk to me. Just packed everything and went back to Toledo. Maybe that's him.
Yeah.
Mr. Leonard? No. Hi. Yes, she is. Yes, I'm sure she does. Hold on. It's Mrs. Hiawatha, whatever her name was.
Mrs. Holloway? I'm kind of glad she called me back.
She wants Robin's phone number? Hey, Wilson, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If a boulder fell on you, would you ask me for help?
Well, that depends. Are you the reason the boulder fell on me?
That doesn't matter.
Well, it does to me. I'm the one under the boulder.
All right, let's say it's my fault. Wouldn't you be too proud to ask for my help?
Well, why would I be too proud?
Because you're a man.
Well, I guess that would depend on what part of me was crushed by the boulder. Tim, are you speaking metaphorically?
No, I'm just making a comparison. Let's say you couldn't use your hands real well anymore, and I tried to help you out. It'd make you feel like you had no dignity left.
Boulder dash.
Well, what if you were a tool man like my old shop teacher and me? When we lose our hands, we lose everything.
Tim, there's a lot more to a man than just his hands. You have to look at his gestalt.
It's a good way to get a black eye in a locker room.
No, 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 Tim. Gestalt is a psychological term meaning that the whole is more than the sum of the parts. I mean, take you for an example. You're a heck of a lot more than just Tim the Tool Man.
Yeah, but you know, for guys, what we do is who we are.
Well, unfortunately, sometimes society pressures men to define themselves in terms of their work.
I don't feel any pressure. I like being Tim the Tool Man.
Yeah? What happens when someday you're no longer able to be Tim the Tool Man?
Oh, man, that'd be horrible. I'd feel useless. I wouldn't be myself anymore.
Tim, you are also a great husband. You're a great father. You're a great neighbor. I think you might find your true happiness lies in being Tim the man.
That's a good point. I like that one. Would you mind driving down to Toledo and telling my old shop teacher that?
Well, I think it would have more meaning coming from you, Tim, even though I do enjoy Toledo. They say it used to be the glass capital of the world.
Well, if I'm going, I better get my glass in gear.
Yep.
What are you doing here?
I came to ask a question. What did I do wrong? Was it the measurements or the spot welds?
Now, let me get this straight. You drove an hour and a half to ask me why a toolbox you made 20 years ago is a piece of crap?
Actually, I drove 3 hours. It would have been an hour and a half had you had a porch light that worked.
What do you want, Tim?
I want to talk about what happened on Tool Time.
Boy, I must have looked like a real jerk.
You didn't look like a jerk.
Yeah, but you were right, Timmy. I can't do it anymore. I've been trying all day. My brain tells me I can do it, but my hands just won't work.
Well, I have the opposite problem. My hands can do it. It's my brain that won't work.
Timmy, when I was in high school and played football, I used to catch anything that came near me. Now I can't even cut a piece of stupid metal.
Not for crying out loud. You're more than a set of hands.
Timmy, I was a shop teacher. What do you think I taught with?
Well, how about looking at the big picture? You know, if a boulder falls on you, society likes to pour gasalt on your wounds.
What are you talking about?
You weren't a good teacher because of your hands.
Oh, don't start that garbage again.
Look, Mr. Look, Art, you were a good teacher because you stood up for guys like me. You encouraged me. You made all of us think that we could do something.
Yeah.
Listen, when I called all those guys to be on a Tool Time, they lined up. A lot of guys want to do this because you were the one teacher that made an impression on them.
Really?
Yeah. And just the same guy. Look what you did with Brad. The Charlie Parker story. The kid won't leave the saxophone alone now.
That old chestnut worked again, huh?
Yeah, just like it worked on me, but I believe it was A.J. Foyt for me, right?
Well, it's been a lot of people over the years. Tommy Lasorda, Mahatma Gandhi.
Two guys with very different eating habits.
Will you tell me how I ever passed you?
It's not that bad.
You tried to eyeball that, didn't you?
Maybe. The spot weld show promise. Look at that.
That is a spot welding disaster.
You're starting to rile me up.
Oh, well, good. Maybe if I get you riled up enough, you'll do it properly. I got a piece of sheet metal over here that's already etched. Let's see if you can do one. Get those tin snips off the wall.
Right. This time, we do it. Let's make a little solenoid operated top on it so it pops up when you come near.
Come on, for Pete's sake. You don't have to improve everything, for Pete's sake.
All right.
No, just concentrate on what you're doing, Big Shot.
All right, first cut.
That's it. Now, keep your hand steady, Timothy. Steady, steady, steady. Cut it to the proper depth. There you go. That's it. That's okay. Now, steady.
Brad? Why don't you take a break and watch some TV? Would you like to have a snack? You can have junk food. How about taking a car out for a spin?
Can I?
No. Will you just take a break, please?
Sure, Mom.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How'd it go with Mr. Leonard?
Patched everything up with him.
Oh, good.
Plus, I got a chance to make this.
Wow. This is great. But I thought you said Mr. Leonard couldn't cut metal anymore. Who did this?
I did, Miss Sarcastic Pants. With the greatest shop teacher in the world helping me.
Well, it looks really great. Looks like you made no mistakes.
Oh, there was a slight accident.
Did you blow up that lovely old man?
Just most of his garage and half the block. Just kidding. Enough time to make this, though.
What is that?
It's an indoor toilet paper dispenser. Clap.
Yes!
And now, you just...